In our ongoing series here on RN First Bite, looking at various smartphone apps that can enhance your food experience, one of those essentials, I guess, when it comes to food itself is recipes. What's the best recipe app? Because you need to shop for it, you need to plan for it sometimes, and you know what? I want a recipe app as well that allows you to feed in some ingredients you've got left over in the fridge and come up with a dish that you can make on the spot. So what can satisfy all these requirements? Well, someone who can help me out with that is Rosalind Grundy. She's the co-editor of The Age Good Food Guide. And Rosalind, what apps have you got on your smartphone at the moment?
Well, the one that I've been looking at that I've really enjoyed is the Epicurious app. It's a sort of an offshoot of the website. And a lot of the recipes on there are from really credible sources like Bon Appetit magazine and Gourmet magazine and published books and that sort of thing. So it's not just bloggers who are interested in food but may not have the expertise. There's a lot of expertise behind Epicurious.
So there's a background of recipe testing before it gets onto the app itself.
Exactly, yeah. It lets you search for recipes in a lot of different ways, you know, things like by course or by meal. So say if you want to have a really great breakfast dish, or by cuisine, or if you've got any special dietary considerations. There's a lot of different search methods that you can use.
In fact, I'm looking at it right now, Roz, and I can see that, for example, if I wanted to use avocado, because I might have one left on the rack, I can do all the things you've just said. I can say what cuisine I wanted to be included in, and the season or occasion. So if I'm in a festive mood, Roz, I can put an avocado to that criteria and see what comes up.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, the issue with this, of course, is that a lot of these apps tend to be from the United States. Does that mean that all the amounts are in the old imperial?
Yeah, I find that a real problem, and I then have to try and use something else to convert them, because I can't do that calculation in my head, especially if it's for something like a baked item where you need some precision.
So exactly.
That is a problem for me, and I just use Science Made Easy, which is a website that does the calculations for you, but it's a bit painstaking. But there might be one out there, and I'll go and look for one.
So Epicurious also allows you to look for drinks as well. And the recipes themselves, I've had a look at them. Some of them are really groovy. Like, there's things I never thought of in terms of taste combinations that Epicurious highlights.
They're very on trend, I think. There is one problem with it.
Oh, what's the problem?
Well, you have to swipe through the recipes. And say, for example, you mentioned your avocados. If you want to look for an avocado recipe, and then you might narrow it down by cuisine, you want only Mexican recipes that use avocado, and maybe you want dinner recipes. And so you can narrow down your search criteria so that you get fewer and fewer results coming back, which is helpful. You then have to swipe through the recipes, swipe, 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 to find one that you want. That can be time-consuming.
What about Big Oven?
Big Oven, I liked this one too. I thought there's good and there's bad with this one. For example, you can search their database by course ingredients, similar sort of search criteria. You can make a shopping list from it, and you can check it off as you go along. You can create a menu, and say, for example, if you've got a busy week coming up, you might do a whole menu plan for the week and shop for it at the weekend. So you can have that all on your phone, which I think is a great tool. And you can also scale recipes up and down. So say, for example, oh, I loved this pasta dish, but I've got 8 people coming for dinner tonight. You can then scale up a recipe. So I think that's a really good feature.
And you can use up leftovers in a similar way to Epicurious, I guess, but this one actually says use up leftovers as a search criteria, and you can add in 3 ingredients and it'll come up with some ideas.
I loved that. I had a bit of a fool around with that last night with the stuff that was in my fridge and were in the garden. And so I had leftover pasta, I had leftover silver beet, and I can't remember what it else. I think I might have just made up something like anchovies, just to out of curiosity to see how it would cope with pasta, silver beet, anchovies. Came up with 3 recipes, I think. So that's not bad.
It's funny you should say that. I did the same thing, and I put anchovies in my 3 as well. So just to test it.
Are we trying to test it?
Yeah. I think so, yeah. Again, Big Oven is free, but it is ad-supported. So you do find flash-ups of, have you tried this particular brand of cheese? You may really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's right. And in some of their recipes, there's big features on particular packaged items that you might want to try.
How would you compare it to the first one we looked at today, Epicurious?
I think Epicurious, the recipes are more credible, but I think it's much easier to use Big Oven as an app. I think it's an easier interface to deal with.
All right, well, let's have a talk about Evernote Food, and this is part of the Evernote empire now, and its apps have been taken on universally as one of those really efficient ways of gathering the minutiae of your life in one place, a hub. How does it work for food?
I'll say at the outset that I'm an Evernote devotee. I absolutely love Evernote and I use it every day for a whole lot of different things. I don't think Evernote Food is a really, it's the black sheep of the family, I think. It's not, it doesn't work for me. I just can't get it to function properly.
What, is it too complicated, is it?
Oh, it's way too complicated. It looks sleek and on the face of it, it's simple enough. But it says you can clip recipes. I just couldn't get it to do that. It didn't work for me. Maybe I'm not clever enough, but...
No, feel good about this because the program producer, Maria Tickle, has struggled with Evernote Food as well. And she needs to hear this feedback that, in fact, she's not alone in the world in finding this app incredibly difficult to operate. So, you know, you are sisters in arms on this one.
The one feature that I think is fantastic in Evernote Food is that you can say, for example, you're in the doctor's surgery, you see a recipe, you don't want to tear out the page because that would be wrong. You can take a photo and then you can search, say, for example, oh, I know I clipped a recipe for chocolate brownies at the doctor's surgery. So it can search on keywords even in a photo, which I think is
Oh, that's pretty groovy.
I'm on to version 2.0, which is better than the original, but still a way to go in my book.
Now, I know you've tried this Food Switch app as well, which we actually covered in our first ever RN First Bite, and it uses a traffic light system for fat, sugar and salt, and then if the red lights come on, it suggests alternatives. How did you find it?
It's not foolproof. For example, I scanned some canned apple pie filling. The back label told me that it was 100% apple, no added sugar. I scanned that and Food Switch told me that another healthier option might be coconut juice, summer berries in berry syrup, or mango slices in syrup. I don't think any of those are nearly as good in an apple pie as apple pie filling.
And if they're in syrup, then that implies it's not natural juice in there. There's sugar added. I don't get how they can even come up with that.
No, some of them also left me a bit suspicious in that some of the healthier options that they recommended were home brand products from the big two supermarkets. And realistically, I couldn't see how they would come up with the idea that they were healthier options. So it made me a little bit suspicious about how they were recommending the healthier options. But on the whole, I thought it was a really clever and really simple app to use.
So here's what I'm getting from this chain of behaviour we've been talking about here, Roz, and that is we use either Big Oven or Epicurious to come up with some food planning ideas for the week, or even using leftovers. We then travel to the supermarket and bring up Food Switch to make sure that the ingredients for those recipes we've chosen on the other apps are going to be the best ingredients available to us on the shelves. And then when we get home, we call up another app on our tablet or PC and make sure that we can switch all the American amounts into metric, and we're done.
It's as simple as that.
Rosalind Grundy, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael.